We turn now to an Arizona author whose latest fictional novel is about the events that lead up to a high school shooting. Tom Levine began writing Mercy Rule about 3 years ago, and when he was about to release the book this month, the school shooting in Parkland happened. But what seems like an eerie coincidence, he says, was entirely predictable.
I would get an email from friends who would say, wow, isn't this so weird that your book's coming out and right, you know, a week before there's this school shooting in Parkland. And the answer is no, it's not surprising. It's not shocking, unfortunately. It was just statistically likely.
The book is a mystery written for the young adult audience, and it's told from the point of view of several different characters. You don't know which one will become the school shooter until the very end.
Every character in the novel could potentially have the what I would call motive or in their minds reason for committing some kind of act like that, and that all comes down to dismissal by the systems that are supposed to be there taking care of them, whether that is at home with parents and family or at school, things like that. The characters are dealing with being dismissed on some kind of fundamental level and how that impacts them and the characters around them.
I spoke with Levine more about the book, the timing of its release, and why he chose to tackle this topic.
When I write novels, particularly young adult novels, I'm usually writing because there's a question I have that I want to answer, and it's not something you can Google. And I wanted to understand and get into what would motivate somebody to do this. Why would this kid do this or this person do this and others wouldn't? And the novel kind of explores that. I wanted to answer it, and I think I've done that with exploring how little we know about each other, and that's one of the themes of the book. We need to understand each other a lot more, and I think that will go a long way towards preventing more tragedies like this.
That's really interesting. So as you're sort of trying to parse that out, right, the why behind this, why would somebody ever do something like this, what kind of research did you do? Who did you talk to try and figure out what sort of things might actually motivate somebody to do this?
The book Columbine was a big help, which is a terrible word to use, but that was a very influential work. As if you remember when Columbine happened in April of 99, there was a sense that the narrative of Columbine originally was here's two bullied kids who are nerds, geeks, goths, whatever, they're on the fringe and they're taking revenge on the jocks. Well, we know now that's not the case at all. In fact, nothing could be further from the truth. Mm-hmm. Most of the research was done kind of, I guess I would say, in the field in a sense, because one of the things that I didn't realize when I published my first novel in 2010 was that being a young adult author gets you invited to schools and conferences and things like that. So I've met with and continue to meet with students all over the place. So a lot of the stories in the book, while they're not factual, of course, they're still truthful. They're still the truth of stories I have heard from students and what's going on in their lives. So a lot of it was really from students themselves.
Yeah. Can you give us an example of a student you met on the road at one of these events who affected you and who has sort of come out in this?
Sure. I remember there was a school, it was here in the Phoenix area, and I heard this from a teacher where a student, a junior or senior, came up to this teacher and said, hey, is it okay if I sleep on your porch tonight? And this teacher said, well, no, but why are you asking? Like, that's kind of an odd thing to ask. And this student had the foresight to understand, well, I probably can't sleep in my teacher's house because that would be unethical or possibly illegal. But maybe if I'm outside the house physically, that would be okay. And the teacher's like, okay, but why do you want to do this?
Right.
And he said, because I don't know what shape my mom's going to be in when I get home. And I've heard versions of stories like that at, I think, every single school I've ever been to. When I was younger, in high school, I thought stories like that, you might expect them from a different socioeconomic class. Like, that happens to the bad kids or the kids who don't have money or whatever, and that is so not true. This is a problem that crosses all of those lines, this sense of parents and adults who should be there for students, for their children, and they're just not, and it's impacting all of them, and then it's impacting all of us as a result.
So you've said that this book isn't about gun laws, it's not about politics, it's not about mental health issues, it sounds like it's about something more internal or something more societal. What are you trying to get at here?
My feeling is that we are, I think, clearly a nation full of a lot of anger right now, and it's been building and building and building. And it's almost a casual violence that we've embraced. In my estimation, you know, obviously a kid or an adult, anybody taking an AR-15 into a crowded area and opening fire, that's deadly, dangerous, awful, tragic, violent. We know that that's violent. Mm-hmm. But violence is also slapping your kid. Violence is also flipping off the guy next to you on the 101 because he cut you off. Violence is the words that we use with each other, whether that's ethnic slurs, racial slurs, things like that. Violence can be neglect, just not even recognizing that a person exists in your world, I think, is violence. And our society currently has somehow embraced this as the norm, and it's not normal for our species, I don't think, to do that to one another. And every little act like that, I think, contributes to the bigger acts, the more public and violent, fatal acts that we see.
Yeah. So this is a young adult novel. It's written for that audience, and that's the audience that's affected by things like this, right? By school shootings. So is there anything hopeful here? Is there anything you want to communicate to that generation that you think will move us forward somehow?
I think every young adult author that I know, we take our responsibility to those readers extremely seriously. And hope is at the center of virtually all of these contemporary young adult novels. I think for Mercy Rule, the hope that I want people to take is that we don't have to live like this. We don't have to make these choices. We can choose to speak to each other. We can choose to listen to each other. We can choose to see each other. And that's a very, it's a difficult thing to do, particularly in high school where there are so many stressors. But I think the book is offering, number one, a way to talk about those things, whether that's to one another or to parents, counselors, churches, whoever. Books have a way of making these topics safer to talk about. And the ultimate takeaway, I hope, is that students and readers of all ages will feel like I can be a part of a solution. And it's going to be as simple and as difficult as seeing other people for who they are and treating them like human beings, really.
All right. Tom Levine is the author of Mercy Rule. Tom, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.